man. I gotta stop drinking soda, Tyler.
Well, this isn't soda, Sam.
What are you drinking?
I am drinking Olipop.
I have never heard of that in my entire life.
You've never heard of Olipop?
Mm-mm.
Olipop is a new type of soda. Instead of unhealthy additives and hard-to-pronounce chemicals, each can is packed with 9 grams of fiber, just 35 calories, and between 2 to 5 grams of sugar. Olipop is formulated with a proprietary formula of plant-based prebiotics that are scientifically proven to bolster digestive health.
You're joking.
Not joking. You can save 15% on your order with using our code, which is HERDSODA, which is H-E-R-D-S-O-D-A, at drinkolipop.com.
What are y'all waiting for?
Click the link down below and save 15% on your order at drinkolipop.com.
Welcome back to Have You Heard About Animals, Tenric Edition.
And I'm going to be honest, I have never heard of these in my entire life.
To be honest,
so we're going to do our best.
Edition.
Yeah, I thought it was streaked.
Streaked? I think it's striped.
I hope it's striped because I don't like streaked.
I'm 99% sure it's striped. Yeah, it's striped.
Oh, thank goodness. These guys look like little mini porcupines.
But they're not porcupines.
They're not. And in my notes, I have whiskers on body, I think, with a question mark. And I don't think that's true.
Whiskers on body. Did you put these notes down when you were like drinking or something?
No, I don't do that.
Oh.
I was sleepy.
That would make sense. Tenrics are found in Madagascar.
Oh, with all the lemurs.
Yes. The striped tenric specifically is black and yellow.
Black and yellow. They got 40 teeth.
I don't know what that means.
There's 40 of their teeth.
Like nipples?
No, teeth. T-E-E-T-H-S, teeth.
Enunciate.
I am Mr. Lisp. You cannot tell me how to enunciate. First of all.
You literally like teats.
Teeth.
Anyways, this is what a tenric sounds like. There it is.
The mini violin that Mr. Krabs always plays.
I truly hate you.
Okay, the only reason why I say that is because they've rubbed their quills together and make a high frequency sound that humans cannot hear.
And what is the point of that?
To communicate.
Interesting.
You didn't know that?
I didn't read that, no.
Oh, it's actually, like, there's, like, a whole section on this. They communicate by making, like, a high-frequency sound, kind of like a cricket, but humans can't hear it.
Interesting. I mean, there are over 36 species of tenrics, and they all look like a variation between an opossum, a hedgehog, a porcupine, and a shrew.
They're a little mixed beanies. How big are they? You have those stats?
They are not that big. Let me go back down to my notes. Reach up to 39 centimeters long.
That's actually pretty big. That's pretty big.
I would have to do the math, but that
is... Isn't that like a foot?
I have no...
Oh, man. Gosh.
I don't do math.
Neither do I. I have not done math since my first year of college in 2013, so...
It's a foot and 3 inches.
That's pretty... Okay, that's bigger than I thought.
And they look so small in the pictures.
Tiny boys. Hey, wait a minute.
What?
It's time for good news.
Have you heard the good news? With Tyler and Sam.
I'm going to have to say this is in April of 2023.
Okay.
But... We're recording a little ahead of time, but deforestation in the Brazilian Amazon fell by 68% in April.
Nice.
I feel like that is just great. It says it's the first significant drop since President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Man, I really just
you butchered
aimed and fired.
That.
I aimed and fired.
Yeah. You're like,
took office. I didn't even read it ahead of time. I just said, we're going to go for it. So, yeah, I think that's pretty awesome.
I like that.
Back to our regularly scheduled program.
I now know why, going back through my notes, because for some reason I decided not to read all of them. Are you okay?
Yeah, I feel like standing.
Okay. If everyone didn't know, Sam is now standing.
I'm standing. I'm a standing guy.
But I found out the answer to my question when I was going through my notes. So the reason why they look like hedgehogs, porcupines, shrews, and whatnot is because they were a species that went through convergent evolution. And what convergent evolution is when animals evolve similar solutions to similar problems. In natural selection, selection pressures causes an animal to adapt to a particular environment. So these animals, or these species, went through the same natural selection process and pressures and caused them to look like similar creatures. So if you do want to look up more convergent evolution animals, I do know dolphins are one of those creatures that are related to Ichthyosaurus, and I probably butchered that, but that's what they are.
All, you know what? I think if we ever need to have a second career option, we should be butchers, because we butcher everything.
Yes, we do.
This is far less interesting than the fact that Tyler just spewed, but they eat mostly worms. They like worms.
They like to eat worms and vibe with
the worms.
They
like to go to McWormals.
We're going to move on from that. They have a lot of babies.
They do.
They have up to a 30 head count of babies. That is insane.
Yowzas.
They have 36 nipples as well.
Oh, so they got 40 teeth and 36 teeth.
Someone please rescue me from this show.
Hey. You can opt out at any time. Me and all of my listener friends will be so sad. Please don't leave us.
No, but tenrecs have a unique ability that they share with bats, and that is echolocation of food, which is pretty neat. I thought that was pretty neat.
It is. Extra
and they're endangered, by the way.
Oh, classic.
Just love to hear that about every animal that we do.
Yeah. That should just be the name of our podcast. Endangered animals. Have you heard about endangered animals? I guess
we
should be laughing.
In every episode, stop touching them.
Don't touch them. Leave them alone.
I don't know who's out there touching tenrecs in Madagascar, but
I don't want to get poked.
But they're so cute. But that's all we have on tenrecs.
We ain't
they're
got no
pretty
more.
Neat.
That's all I got.
And if you do want to look them up, you can go to nhm.ac.uk, and they'll be right on there. I'll link it in the bio.
Heck yeah! We'll see you guys later!
Goodbye.
Have You Heard About Animals is an educational podcast where we teach the importance of animals and human relationships. Sam and I have worked hard to create something that everyone can enjoy. So with that, please leave us a 5-star review, a review, and what you think about the podcast. Have You Heard About Animals was created by Sam Splash and Tyler. All music is copyrighted by Have You Heard About Animals and Sam Splash Records. Artwork is copyrighted by Have You Heard About Animals and Sin Elric. Editing was done by Hugo.